graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Red Rising Saga 1, Red Rising, Part 1 of 2, by Pierce Brown. Narrated by Stuart Crank. And performed by a full cast.
I would have lived in peace, but my enemies brought me war. I watched 1,200 of their strongest sons and daughters, listening to a pitiless golden man speak between great marble pillars, listening to the beast who brought the flame that gnaws at my heart.
All men are not created equal. The weak have deceived you. They would say the meek should inherit the earth, that the strong should nurture the gentle. This is the noble lie of democracy, the cancer that poisoned mankind.
Tall, imperious, an eagle of a man, his eyes pierce the gathered students.
You and I are gold. We are the end of the evolutionary line. We tower above the flesh heap of man, shepherding the lesser colors. You have inherited this legacy, but it is not free. Power must be claimed, wealth won, rule, dominion, empire, purchased with blood. You scarless children deserve nothing. You do not know pain. You do not know what your forefathers sacrificed to place you on these heights. But soon you will. Soon we will teach you why gold rules mankind. And I promise, of those among you, only those fit for power will survive.
But I am no gold. I am a red. He thinks men like me weak. He thinks me dumb, feeble, subhuman. I was not raised in palaces. I did not ride horses through meadows and eat meals of hummingbird tongues. I was forged in the bowels of this hard world, sharpened by hate, strengthened by love. He is wrong. None of them will survive. Part 1. Slave. There is a flower that grows on Mars. It is red and harsh and fit for our soil. It is called Himanthus. It means blood blossom. The first thing you should know about me is I am my father's son. And when they came for him, I did as he asked. I did not cry. Not when the society televised the arrest. Not when the golds tried him. Not when the greys hanged him. Mother hit me for that. My brother, Kieran, was supposed to be the stoic one. He was the elder, I the younger. I was supposed to cry. Instead, Kieran bawled like a girl when little Eo tucked a Himanthus into father's left work boot and ran back to her own father's side. My sister, Liana, murmured a lament beside me. I just watched and thought it a shame that he died dancing, but without his dancing shoes. On Mars, there is not much gravity, so you have to pull the feet to break the neck. They let the loved ones do it. I smell my own stink inside my fry suit. The suit is some kind of nanoplastic and is hot, as its name suggests. It insulates me toe to head.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?